What practical skills can young people teach old people? Teenagers today were born in the age of the internet, so for most young people, using technology is something we are very comfortable with. We have no memory of a time without smartphones, social media, and the internet, so using these things is second nature. In contrast, many old people were born before this technology had been invented. They aren't familiar with using messaging apps, shopping online, using video apps, or searching for information. Therefore, I think one of the practical skills that young people can teach old people is how to use smartphones, laptops, and tablets. This can make their lives much easier and help them to stay in touch with their children and grandchildren, especially if they live in a different city or country. What skills can young people teach old people besides technology? Besides technology, I don't think there are too many skills that young people can teach old people. For example, my grandfather knows how to do many things that most people my age don't know how to do, including fixing broken electronic devices and building simple furniture and household objects. My grandmother is an amazing cook, while she can also make her own clothes, grow plants, and keep our house very clean and tidy. In my opinion, many old people have more practical skills than young people. Nowadays, most teenagers spend a lot of time studying academic subjects to pass school exams, but not much time learning important life skills like cooking and DIY. How can young people teach old people skills? I think that everyone learns differently, so I don't think there is a right or wrong way to teach old people new skills, because it depends on their personality. Some people can learn by watching things on TV, some learn by listening, and some learn by trying to do it themselves. However, an old person learns best. I think it's important for us to be patient when teaching them something. We often forget that they might not be familiar with some of the things that we know how to use. So we should try not to get annoyed or lose our temper if they can't follow our instructions clearly. We should try to use simple language, especially when showing them how to use modern gadgets, so that they don't get too confused or frustrated. How can we know what to do when we want to learn something new? These days, if I want to learn something new, the first thing I usually do is find some information online. This can give me all the key details that I need before I decide if the skill I want to learn is worth pursuing or not. Most young people in China are quite internet savvy and can find the information they need if they spend a bit of time doing research. We can even find video tutorials showing us how to do many things step by step, including how to become good at drawing, how to swim, or how to repair a smartphone. If we can't find anything helpful online, we can ask our family members or friends to help us. Even if they don't know how to do the skill we want to learn, they may be able to recommend a good teacher or other method of learning.